USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting vaccination efforts. He said health workers have administered 300 million COVID-19 shots in his first 100 days in office. At the same time, vaccinations are on the decline, and the more contagious Delta variants are spreading in states with low vaccination rates.
The truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states.
60 House Democrats have wrote to Catholic bishops in the U.S. urging them to not deny communion to President Biden and other Catholic politicians who support a woman's right to choose abortion. The bishops' conference is voting to draft a document that would do just that. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 55-year-old man was arrested after allegedly assaulting California Governor Gavin Newsom as he made an appearance at an Oakland pizza restaurant. CHP, which provides security for the governor, said the Berkeley, California man was taken into custody. In a statement, they said the governor was approached by an aggressive individual. Members of the governor's security detail removed the governor from the situation. They said the man was booked into the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California, for investigation of resisting an executive order and assaulting a public official. Newsom didn't appear injured or disturbed by the alleged assault, later saying that different people have different ways of saying hello. A woman who identified herself as the suspect's sister said her brother is a homeless man with severe mental health problems. She told KABC-TV that the charges against him are consistent with his past charges and past behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dangerously hot temperatures continued across much of the western U.S. as another heat record was shattered in Phoenix and power grids were strained in California. The West has endured brutally hot weather this week, with records in cities like Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Palm Springs, and Denver. In Phoenix, it was a second consecutive day of record highs with a reading of 118 degrees. President Biden has lifted a 25% tariff on Scotch whiskey and other goods being imported from the European Union. The tariffs were imposed by the administration of former President Donald Trump during a 17-year trade dispute with the European Union over aerospace subsidies and were estimated to cost the Scotch industry about $830 million in exports. The United States and European Union ended the aerospace dispute when they reached a 5-year truce this week. The U.S. is the largest market for Scotch whiskey exports. Makers of cashmere, construction vehicles, cheese, and other goods will also see tariff relief. Tariffs on U.S. whiskey going to Britain remain as a part of a different trade dispute instituted after the Trump administration created tariffs on metals from the European Union as well as Mexico and Canada. Industry officials hope the momentum will lead to resolution of those tariffs as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.